Milo Yiannopoulos is an editor for Breitbart, a politically conservative news and opinion website, and he gets a lot of attention when he speaks on college campuses. WSS Mark Schreiner reports that supporters and protesters are getting ready for his appearance tonight at the University of South Florida.
Junior Ryan Hoskins is president of USF's chapter of Young Americans for Liberty. He says his group, which emphasizes libertarian values, isn't looking for controversy, but trying to start a conversation.
Not necessarily the, I'm right and you're wrong sort of deal. More to say, why do I think this way? Why do you think this way? Have a civil discussion about it.
Some of Yiannopoulos's previous speeches on college campuses have been interrupted or even stopped by groups that denounce him as anti-feminist and racist. But junior Sam Butler with Students for a Democratic Society doesn't expect that kind of direct response at USF.
The main focus, it's not to like disrupt, but the main focus should be to like show administration, show Milo that his voice isn't welcome on campus.
Hoskins says about 400 tickets have been reserved for the free event, while Butler expects at least 35 people will be protesting outside the Marshall Student Center. University police officials say extra security will be on duty during the speech, which will take place at 7 p.m. in the center's Oval Theater. Yiannopoulos was recently banned from Twitter for abusive behavior. The University of Miami canceled the speech scheduled for next week, citing security concerns. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.